From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Monitors say airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and prisoners. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights did not say whether the strikes in Idlib province were carried out by Syrian or allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. In a separate development, Reuters quoted sources saying a deal has been reached under which international relief agencies will begin delivering humanitarian aid tomorrow to an opposition-held town, which is under siege from pro-government forces. Aid deliveries also will take place in two villages blockaded by rebels. Kosovo's worst political crisis since declaring independence from Serbia in 2008 continues to deepen, with thousands of opposition protesters taking to the streets of the capital on Saturday to denounce the country's elected officials and set fire to government headquarters. Crowd was angered by an EU-brokered deal with Serbia, which allows Serbian-majority municipalities within the predominantly ethnic Albanian state to establish an association and have more autonomy. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, estimated to be 8,000. The conflict between Saudi Arabia and Houthi rebels in Yemen is drawing in participants from across the Red Sea, Eritrea officially announcing its support of the initiative. In exchange for its involvement, Eritrea reportedly receiving money and fuel. In an interview with VOA, an Eritrean official defended the country's right to aid its allies. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamic State group says it has carried out an armed attack. It happened Saturday, killed members of a security force on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. The gunman targeted a car carrying a police officer and a soldier in Egypt's Giza province. German tourist Barbara Wolf described the scene to an Associated Press reporter.
There was many policemen around, and we saw a dead person on the floor. He was half naked, only the bath trousers he had on. And the other man next to him, he screamed of pain, but nobody did anything.
A separate attack earlier, a knife-wielding militant stabbed three tourists dining at a hotel in a Red Sea resort. Kurdish workers in northern Iraq are digging trenches in areas bordering territory held by the Islamic State. Kurdish authorities say the trenches are being dug for security reasons, but some Iraqis claim the action is aimed at establishing a regional border. Robert Rafael reports.
The Kurdish regional government is planning a big dig, a trench nearly 1,000 kilometers long, stretching from northern Mosul south to Diyala. The Kurdish Peshmerga commander in Kirkuk, General Murad Mohammed, told VOA areas newly liberated from Islamic State have to keep up their defenses.
This trench will protect the area from Daesh, who want to invade Kurdistan.
The bulldozers are digging a ditch 3 meters wide and just as deep, large enough to prevent one of the militants' deadliest weapons. The head of the Iraqi Parliament's Defense Committee told VOA his government is suspicious of the Peshmerga's intentions. He said trenches are not necessary for security and instead believes the dig is aimed at separating Kurdish territory from the rest of Iraq. Reporting for Dilshad Anwar, this is Robert Rafael, VOA News.
Long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber, which is capable of carrying nuclear weapons, was seen flying 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas before it headed back to its home base in nearby Guam. Bomber was accompanied by two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea. North Korea's weapon test angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. Pakistan set to host four-way talks tomorrow on reviving the Afghan peace process. Talks will include Afghanistan, China, and the United States. Pakistan is believed to have influence over the Taliban, but relations with Afghanistan have been tense in recent months. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.